We're told that you are never too old to learn. And some people might think that if you're over 70, cycling is not a great idea. However, this month, we learn about two Suffolk cyclists whose combined age is 170. Norman Gregory is 99, and his friend Norman Kelly is 70. The two Normans are the ambassadors and face of the Love to Ride Suffolk initiative. Rachel Banham spoke to them. And here is Nikki Barnes to tell us more about the Cockfield Normans.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle.
At 99 years old, Second World War veteran Norman Gregory is still cycling 100 miles a week. And so is his friend, 70-year-old Norman Kelly. Known locally as the Cockfield Normans, the cyclists from Cockfield in Suffolk are inspiring others to get on their bikes too, as ambassadors and the face of Love to Ride Suffolk. The initiative, which is supported by Suffolk County Council Highways and the Most Active County Partnership, encourages people across the county to be more active and get out on their bikes. Norman Gregory has cycled 5,000 miles in the last year and has been cycling since childhood. He says, as a boy, I was at Sudbury Grammar School and I lived at Shimpling. The grammar school and my home address were exactly 10 miles apart, so I cycled 20 miles a day, 5 days a week. I was cycling 100 miles a week from a very young age. By the time I was 16, I joined the West Suffolk Wheelers, and quite frequently, I was cycling 100 miles at the weekend with the cycling club. Norman has now cycled 100 miles a week for years and years and years. He recalls a particularly memorable bike ride when he was just 17. In 1939, I cycled to John O'Groats. I was away for 28 days, and the round trip I did, 1,750 miles, he says. In 1939, I cycled 10,000 miles. That was 200 miles a week. Norman, who served with the RAF Bomber Command in the Second World War and has been awarded the Légion d'Honneur Medal, says, if you don't make yourself get up and go out when the weather's okay, you'll get worse, so you have to keep at it. If you don't exercise, you rust. He adds, I was delighted to be asked to be an ambassador for the Love to Ride Suffolk initiative. I've cycled all my life, so appreciate the benefits it can provide and hope that I can help inspire more Suffolk residents to get out on their bikes. The Love to Ride Suffolk website allows users to record rides, set goals, share stories and photos, and encourage others to cycle, as well as linking with popular apps. Norman Kelly cycled as a child and became more interested in cycling when he retired. He thoroughly enjoys it and is out on his bike before breakfast. He says, it keeps my doctor happy. It's the exercise I enjoy most. You see the wildlife, you see the deer, the pheasants, owls, etc. So it's very pleasant. I return having sorted the world, have a lovely breakfast, then I'm set up for the day. Norman also aims to cycle about 100 miles a week, about 5,000 miles a year, and he's the following advice for those who are new to cycling. Start slowly, steadily, break yourself in, make sure you get a decent pair of cycling shorts, which you can wear below your trousers or your shorts, he says. Gradually work yourself up, and then it becomes a routine and it becomes a very pleasurable one. And if you don't do it, you miss it. Or as Norman Gregory will point out to you, if you don't do it, you'll rust. He adds, work up to it. Vary your circuit. You don't have to go the same way every day. Just take it gently and enjoy. Don't try to go too fast and don't try to do too much too quickly. Don't wear yourself out and you'll find that it becomes something you'd like to do and it becomes part of your routine. We're very keen for people to be cycling. Norman Gregory recently became an official fellow of the Royal Academy of Octogenarian Cyclists Facebook group, which has members across the world. He says, I always advise people to cycle 1 or 2 miles the first time, 3 miles the next day, 4 miles, just keep adding it up very slowly and gently. Otherwise, if you cycle 10 miles right off the hoof, you've got a lot of muscles that will complain loudly. You've got to take it very, very gently and slowly. You need a completely new set of muscles, not only in your legs, but in your arms as well. It's hoped the Cockfield Normans will be joining the teams at the Women's Tour in Suffolk in October. Meanwhile, Norman Gregory's message to anyone clocking up their first short distances on a bike is simple. I would say congratulations, he says, and keep it up.
Thank you, Nikki. I'm well into my 70s and still riding a bicycle, but it is electric. I wondered if the Cockfield Normans would think this was cheating, but actually I can see from the photo in Let's Talk that at least one of the Cockfield Normans also uses an electric bike. Mind you, if he's 99, he has more excuse than I have.